The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
When I was younger, but before I got married, what I ate was microwavable foods because I was single and I couldn't cook. The problem with microwavable foods is that when you, after you cook it, you stick a fork in, the middle is still cold. The reason why grandmama's cooking was so good because she didn't cook Sunday dinner, Sunday evening, she started Saturday night. And she let it marinate overnight. That's why it was so good. The reason why your gift is not like all these other gifts that are so microwavable is because God's put something in you that is too great. And you got to know that what's inside of you is so great that it's taking a little bit longer because God did not call you to be microwavable. What's inside of you is like grandmama's greens. So don't give up. Your time is coming.
There's only this one who chases. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Hanging right over the bed. Boy, you whatever you wanna get.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I was waiting for that drop to come. Oh, Montreal, my city. It is the night before Christmas. It's actually the morning before Christmas. And not a creature was stirring, Lorena. I've waited my whole life to do a Christmas special. It is December 24th. It is colder than everything. We have rain thunderstorms on Saturday. Lorena, I couldn't see. I almost risked my life. Killed like four people. Montreal, my city. I know everybody's frustrated. I know we're dealing with new lockdown measures. I know a lot of people are sick. How we go from 100 to 6,000? I think we're up to like 10,000 now.
We're at 9,000. I can't hear myself.
I got you going. You can hear yourself now?
Can I hear myself?
Oh, yeah. You crispy. It's your headphones. You can't turn up your headphones. But Montreal, my city, it is 7:08 in the morning. This is the premier morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. I am your host, Weezy Moonshade, to the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. Hey, that's me. This morning, we're going to do the Weezy that stole Christmas. I'm alongside. She's big time now, DJ Maddie. Everybody called me around the city. Say, what's going on with the Crown Project? She is the newly crowned media darling. She's the PRs of all PRs. She is the calm in the storm. No holiday is blessed without Lorena XO and the Scotian sweet potato pie. How you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you for asking. How are you doing? You seem excited for Christmas.
Me? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I see you shining on TV. You look good on TV, man. Shout out to CTV and everybody, man. You know, coming out to the community affiliated, the Crown Project. Let's open up there. Before we go to the giveaways, I know everybody's tired. We go for 4 hours this morning. Don't worry, Montreal. I got you. How you feel, Maddie? I see you on TV. You're moving the brand. You know, I read the article, and the Proudest Moment article, and I saw them talk about, you know, you've been doing the Crown Project for 7 years, mm-hmm. and they acknowledged that. I thought it was a really dope thing. But how you feel, Maddie? You know, do you feel nervous? You know, I know you do a big morning show every Friday, but do you feel nervous when the big lights came?
No, not really. I guess because I'm in the media. Mm-hmm. I know how it works.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that, you know, people know what I'm doing, I guess. So that's always good. I'm happy for Kyra because she's been getting different opportunities from it as well. Yeah. So that's always a good thing. That's always a purpose, especially when you do PRs for whoever it is that you're working with, to get more opportunities from just that one that you set up. So that's always the goal. So I love that. And I do have to shout out, though, because I did like a really...
Watch it now. Maddie, beer shout outs.
No,
it's 4 hours of shout outs.
No, not 4 hours of shout outs. But I just wanted to say, because I was going to tell her, I met like a really, really good photographer the other day. She was super amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't say what it's for, but I will say later on. Next month. Yes.
I would like to say, you know, Millie, we're business partners. We're also good friends too. We have a lot of mutual business together. I do want to say, for a long time, I want to tell you this. I be talking to different people. It's like, yeah, you know, we're working with Lorena. We're doing parts of Lorena. I ain't gonna say it now, but I was like, God damn, Lorena, you're doing a lot of things in the background. You don't even know what's going on, man. I know you hot. You working with everybody.
I don't know.
You're the ultimate introvert.
Yeah, I just do my work. I keep my head down. I don't even know what's really happening sometimes. I'm just home working.
Okay, Montreal, my city. I think we're giving away like 13 things this morning. Let me go around the table and make sure we shout out everybody. So from Successful Care MTL, the homie Stokes, the pride of PX, he has a man beard kit. Listen, go on my IGW Moonchase and look at that promo video. You know, dude is serious, DJ Maddie, when he does his own background vocals to his own commercial. Lorena, the dude had the mountains with the waterfalls, talking about some made in Canada. He's coming up here a little bit after 9. I'm going to give away one of those bear boxes this morning. DG Kicks. You know, listen, man, shout out to Sean Demon. God bless his heart. Every Friday we come live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding. The leading urban sportswear clothing. He even got some electronics. Things is moving around here. He got the urban vibe looking like the Apple Store, Lorena. So from DG Kicks, we're going to give away a $200 gift certificate. Yes, you heard me right. $200 gift certificate from DG Kicks. That's a little later on the show. Got the Job is giving away 2-hour branding service. I know a lot of y'all have brands. You know, y'all trying to get your socials right. Y'all trying to get whatever y'all moving to the next level.
Veronica and Got the Job is the way to go. So she's giving away 2 hours of branding services. Lorena, that's a good look. Lignum Honey, it's about that time. A taster experience. Shout out to my boy Ken Benjamin. He's going to give away Scotch Bonnet Pepper. In my opinion, one of the best honeys I've ever tasted in my life. The best honey I've ever tasted in my life. And I can't wait to do that trip to Jamaica with him because it's going to be amazing. Synergy, we got a lot of things moving, man. We got these laser peels, all kind of madness. We bought four things from Synergy. We also got the man kit as well. And I think we have 2 body skeletons as well. I'll pull it out from my bag after. Regulator Montreal, clothing brand. I love this guy's videos. His comedic satire about society is amazing. So Regulators Montreal, we got some merch to give away from them. 50% off here by D. I'm already tired. How did do this on the prices right? I'm already tired already. Too much giveaways. But here by D is giving away 50% off, you know, whoever's got the voucher. That's a good look. If you're trying to get the install, trying to get that bundle right, you know, it can get a little pricey, right, Maddie?
The braids, everything. No, she's really good at hair. So that's like a big gift. So ladies, definitely call in for that one.
Yeah, so friend of the show, here by D, Stephanie's Bakery. Her nickname is Cake Boss, so the bakery must be good. For my birthday, I'd gotten one of her cakes and had the money inside. It's really, really dope. She's really, really amazing. So she has these hot chocolate bombs. We're going to give away a box of 6 to a lucky winner. So she'll come in and show. We'll see it on live. Oh, we're broadcast live on the Facebook and YouTube, Detour Montreal, and W Moon Chaser as well. And of course, you know how we do things. You know how we do things. If I'm juicing, I'm wooning. It's got to be Tri-Thing. We're going to give away a bottle. 1 liter bottle of Tri-Thing. You know what I mean? You know, I was just trying to motivate people. I mean, you know, everybody's been kind of down. I see people frustrated. I had like 6-7 friends hit me up last night. It's like, y'all go get tested, boy. I got the vid, bro. Listen, when we did the show last time, the Omicron or the Voltron, whatever this thing is called, it was like 69 cases. And I was told it was the Delta variant and I was getting everybody crazy. But now they're saying it's the Omicron. I'm definitely saying it wrong, but, you know, neither do I.
I just call it the Omarion. It's touching everybody, so.
Yo, it is touching everybody. And the saddest thing is that, like, yo, this is holiday season, man. Like, I got all these days off, nowhere to go. You know, you feel insecure to go to people's house now. Mm-hmm. You don't know who has what. You don't want to be the carrier for anything. But we're going to try to uplift people. We have over 11 giveaways this morning. We're going to go to 11 o'clock in the morning. Shout out to Jazma. Gave up his 2-hour slot for us from 9 to 11.
Thank you.
So we're going to do the special. It's the morning detour. This is how we close out the new year. Lorena, let's get into our segment. Fresh Face Fridays brought to you by Synergy Medispa. Real people, real results. Lorena, when I seen this, I was like, okay, what's your take on Jurassic Park now? So a perfectly preserved baby dinosaur was discovered curled up inside its egg. So I don't know where people were about, like, if dinosaurs existed or not. Mm-hmm. But now we found a dinosaur curled up in the egg intact. There's not no fossil. There's not no scattered bones. I don't know how I feel about it. Because my friend. Ying Liang. These guys are wild. So Baby Ying, we'll call him Baby Ying, after the name of the Chinese museum which houses the fossil. So baby dinosaur bones are small and fragile and are only very rarely preserved as fossils, making this a very lucky find, said Darla Zelinsky, an associate professor in the Department of Genome Science at the University of Calgary in Canada. So how you feel about this? Like, okay, so I guess we're all on the same page now. Dinosaurs really existed. So I was just trying to figure out what happened to the dinosaurs.
I thought they always existed. I don't know. Maybe it's my anthropology background. I don't know. But yeah. They're discovering a lot of different species, especially in the ocean.
Yo, there's a lot of things alive beneath the ocean. It's crazy. But let me hit you with this next Fresh Face Friday kind of tidbit right on top of the morning. Scientists invents lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavors. Let me walk you back through this, Montreal, my city. A scientist invented a lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavors. Oh, this guy, Matt DJ Matt sells for babies. This is crazy. So we've all been there watching late night TV and a commercial comes on for something that looks positively jewel worthy. Maybe it's a gooey pizza or a frosty beer or something baby back ribs. Listen, Lorena, you know, that's the worst. 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you try to get that Uber Eats and you fall asleep and the Uber just put the thing in front of your door. It's madness. So a Japanese professor wants to change that and has developed a prototype for a lickable, yes, lickable television screen device that can imitate food flavors. So according to a report from Reuters, the device is called Taste the TV. TTTV. We're still working on the branding, Lorena. They're going to have to work that a little bit more. Okay. But Taste the TV, and it uses a carousel of flavor characters that release a combination to mimic the taste of particular foods. This is Star Trek. This is Star Trek. This is Star Trek, no? This is Next Generation, no? Remember we used to watch Voyager and stuff? It's like, okay, you know, they used to order up the food. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is the early steps to it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
So the goal is to make it possible for people to have the experience of something like eating at a restaurant on the other side of the world, even while staying at home. So where are you on this lickable TV, Lorena?
I told you, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not licking a TV.
They're like, yeah, man, if you want to taste the flavors from another country, you know, lick the screen. With everything that's going on, with all this airborne, you know, we're finding this invisible monster that is the COVID-19 variant or variants. I don't know what's going on. We're going to invent a lickable TV. That seems a little bit unsanitary to me.
It does, but then with COVID and everything and all the travel restrictions, you might not be able to taste from other countries now. So that might be the alternative.
Speaking about travel, you know, the government wanted to ban non-essential flights, but a lot of people are looking forward to the holiday flights, looking forward to the holiday trips. Mm-hmm. And according to my sources at the airport's still booming. Airport's still moving. So I want to ask you this morning, Lorena. Do you think the people that still went on holiday with the rise of this variant, with the rise of the cases, with the government saying, hey, listen, let's put a halt on non-essential travel, do you feel it's a little bit selfish?
Do I feel that it's a little bit selfish?
To still go away amidst the madness that's going on right now. Everybody's sick.
Yeah, but then the government should stop essential or non-essential travel. Like, why aren't the flights stopped?
Yeah, man, they should stop flip-flopping on that, man, a little bit, man. I don't know, man, like, I reached a point where I'm kind of frustrated, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been back and forth, and it's like, so is this going to be our life now where we kind of get a semblance of normalcy in the spring, and then by the wintertime, we're locked down again? It's awkward. We can't live this way, man. We can't continue this way, man.
That's what the pattern seems to be.
We can't continue this way. We need to find a better meaning. Now, listen, don't mind me. I've been watching Blind Spot for the last week or so. So I've been trying to find all these conspiracy things. We got to find a better way to manage this. We got to be, like, out of nowhere, like, this thing just blew out of control. We got to find a better way to manage this. Is this the best way to do this? To go into lockdown? To go into isolation?
Well, then no, because then it's hard. Like we've seen last year when we did lockdown and curfews and stuff like that, the rise of the domestic violence that was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then I feel that nothing was really done in that case. Like,
they threw money at the fire, which it got real quiet about. It was supposed to be $200-something million over the span of 4 to 7 years. But they got real quiet about that.
Yep.
And I mean, people are getting abused at home and all kind of craziness, you know, this lockdown trying everybody crazy. And it's just frustrating. What about the restaurants? What if people had parties lined up? We're supposed to have Big Will coming up here on the show, you know, talk about some of the cancellations, talk about his calendar in 2022. He's doing a lot of beautiful, benevolent work in the community as well. But just frustrating. You know?
It's hurting a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. But also people's mental state too. Like, like, you know, I mean, I spoke to a lot of people. I'm engaging the vibe of the city a little bit. A lot of people's frustrated, man. A lot of people just, you know, and then a lot of people have older loved ones and, you know, you're scared. You know, we find an invisible monster, and then it's awkward, too. If you contract the COVID and you've been around people, and then you got to do like that uncomfortable like herpes call where you got to call.
What?
It's like calling someone saying, listen, I gave you herpes or something like that. Like when you call them for the visit, because it's uncomfortable that way.
It is uncomfortable, but I do say during this time, everybody, please, you know, take your vitamin D, take your CMOS, take all those different things.
Oh, don't forget the bush tea.
Bush tea, oil of oregano, black seed oil. Just take everything. Keep your immune system up. Try to always, like, you know, get outside if you can. I know it's freezing cold, but especially in the sunlight, we need it. So
I'll take the cold. I'll take the cold over the snow. You know, that snow Saturday was crazy.
It was.
And people are still driving fast. I want to shout out this morning, Dab Montreal. He did the hoodies, you know what I'm saying? He did the custom joint, the Detour, the Christmas joint. DJ Maddie got the red joint on. Lolo, because she's so innocent, she got the white joint on. Now, you know I got the Yeezus Christmas. Hold on, you know what I'm saying?
No, keep going.
So shout out to Dab Montreal. He also has a beautiful company called Tattoo. He'll come tattoo at your house. He has the Rolls Royce of tattoo machines. He got that wireless joint, that new-ish. That's Tattoo. That's Dab Montreal. You know, shout out to B Condoms. You know, our family, you know, me down there, down south. He's the only black owned condom. I talked to him, you know, Mr. Jason Panda the other day. You know, they're up there in Walmart. It's been a good year for B condoms. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's good to see like a black business compete in a thing that didn't have no black companies before, the condom game. So we're in there. And for those that don't know, all proceeds, a small portion of the proceeds when you shop with B condoms goes to educating the black community on safe sex and everything related to all of that stuff, because they're not teaching that at school no more. You know what I mean? Like, and in the States, blacks lead in early teen pregnancy and STDs. So B condoms goes to the colleges and universities and set up shop and teaches, you know, our youth, you know, especially our black community about, you know, safe sex protocols, man. So that's a dope look. What a morning we have, Lorena. So many giveaways. I think the first giveaway, I think it's more we're going to do the Lignum Honey. You know, we're going to do Lignum Honey and we're going to do the Got the Job Branding Services. We'll do that in that first hour. The number is 514-448-4013. Anything else to report from this week? You know what I mean? I know you're all over the place. How did that go, though? But walk us through Saturday. How did that go, giving away the stuff? Was your first time giving away food to the homeless?
Yeah, usually I drop off stuff at a location, but this time we were outside at Cabot Square. We had all of our bags. Shout out to Kathleen, who came with her people too, and they had soup. So they had soup jumu that they gave out. They had water. They had chips. They had bread.
They gave out that soup early. Shout out to my Haitian community. Yep. Lorena, I've asked you many times in the last couple of weeks, am I bringing you to the Haitian house for the jumu soup on the first? Are we going to forward? I know you're scared of the Haitian cousin that might come out the corner with the guitar.
No, I'm here. I'm always here for music. I don't eat pork, so that's the only
thing. Listen, we'll give you some of the broth. Just be there for the experience. Be there for the energy. L'union fait la force.
I mean, if they feel comfortable, because, you know, we just said Omarion is out here, so.
Yeah. What a damper on the holidays. I'm not really a big holiday person, but the one year I really want to get out there and get mixy with people. Then, you know, just kind of just drops on us everywhere. And all my black nerd friends, all they want to do is talk about Spider-Man. I'm going to have to stream that during the holidays. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's play a little bit of music, man. When we come back, man, we got Big Will, the number one promoter in the city. Going to talk about the party cancellations, the events cancellations, and his calendar for the 2022. This is the number one morning show in the country. For the next 4 hours, we're going to lock it down. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM, Moon Chaser Lolo, DJ Maddie.
Tonight.
Montreal, my city. It's that new Tory Lanez. For the next 4 hours, we're gonna shut everything down. DJ Maddie, the Guardians of the Galaxy. This is the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. This holiday season. It's the morning before Christmas. We're gonna let Lego get us down. We're gonna let Duvet get us down. We're gonna bring the vibes this morning.
I don't know if what we have is love, hey. But it's on my mind.
I keep finding all this Drake Lolo. he's got like 3 albums on release on YouTube right now. Shout out to Drake, boy. The Six, baby. Let's go.
Lights come on, I'ma need you to come find me. Don't be so shy. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me. Want me, girl. Cause I know you want me. Cause I know you want me.
They all want me. Don't be shy, I got killers with me stupid. I'm watching sticks, I ain't worried about no boobies. I know you want me cause your bitty is a goofy. Boss you up, your lifestyle could be exclusive. But I don't know cause you be hanging around with Luffy. Internet trolls and niggas tryna do me. 650S, bitch, I feel like Lil Boosie. You want me, so do all your friends that you stupid. Stop complaining to me, I am not the one you love. Ain't coming over late night, don't want no shoulder rubs. In the trenches every night, bitch, I'm holding guns. Hold me down, or could you slow me down? I'm a dog cause you really know me now. When black and whites come, getting holy now. Another reason I'ma have to slow it down. Snakes in the grass, you know I had to blow them down. We at the club, all my niggas down the slide. Look for the bright lights, I ain't really hard to find. We at the club, all my niggas down the slide. Look for the bright lights, I ain't really hard to find.
I don't know if what we have is love, but it's on my mind. We might slide on a nigga inside this club. Girl, close your eyes. 15 brothers, no friends when I pull up. For peace of mind. Lights come on, I'ma need you to come find me. Don't be so shy. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me, girl. Cause I know you want me.
This guy's still going on it. Yes, Montreal, welcome back. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's the, what's it? I keep saying the night, man. It's the morning before Christmas. It's the Morning Detour. 4-hour special to Weezy That Stole Christmas. I'm in here alongside Lorena XO, the Calm and the Storm, DJ Manuel, the 1-2. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the premier leader in urban sportswear, footwear. They even got electronics, got the joint looking like the Apple Store. We're coming to you live on YouTube, on Facebook, the Morning Detour. Man, a lot of cancellations. So we got the number one promoter. Let me turn up his mic, Lorena.
What's good, Montreal? What's up?
How listen, I haven't seen you miss one in the last couple months, Big Will. Everything has been hidden for you. You've been harder than Steph Curry at the tree board line.
We're doing our best. We're doing our best to feed the community. That's what we do.
You got some people looking like the Lakers now, but you harder than ever. My coworker came up to me last night, and she said, what's going on, Big Will? What's going on with the events? Let the people know what's going on. I'm so sad it's always cancellations. Y'all had such a beautiful lineup for the holidays,
yes, sir.
Ready.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on? What's going on?
So for now, when we're calling the comedy show, unfortunately, we had to cancel. Like, technically, we still have the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we could have a small event. Mm-hmm. But then there's no point of delivering a small event when people paid for the big show. So what we decided to do is actually cancel the show, and everybody got refunded within the next 24 hours.
Right.
So that's one thing. A lot of actually, I'm challenging all promoters out there. If you're canceling, please refund your people.
What, some promoters don't want to refund? I thought that was a given thing.
Not necessarily, because technically, if you're postponing your show,
mm-hmm.
you could basically come out next time, so we're not refunding you.
Oh, you know about this stuff too, Larry?
For sure.
I don't know about this postponed game.
Of course. So if
they did it all 2020.
Of course. So by postponing, you don't have to refund. But right now, it's hard times. Christmas is around the corner. Refund people.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. So anybody who has bought tickets from me or my team for boxing lips. That's all my messages coming in people.
you got beer. Like, y'all had like 3-4 events lined up. I don't want to name the wrong thing.
No. So for Rouge, it's canceled as well. So people got refunded for their lingerie. Shout out to For the People Entertainment, Mustafa, right. Saren, Pretty Girls Rock. And then also for January 1st, it's canceled as well. It was myself, Ricky Nanais, and Gussie. So everybody got refunded. If you did not get refund, I don't know who has your money. Because if you bought tickets,
I don't know who got your money.
If you bought tickets from us or one of the authorized promoters, you got refunded.
Okay.
So that's basically what we're saying. So we have more stuff coming up. January 22nd is when we're having a smaller comedy show.
Okay.
Very, very, very small. And we're going to be streaming online. So people who cannot make it physically, then we'll give you the options to basically join us online. And that's what we say, making sure to heal our community one joke at a time.
No, I like that, man. I love that slogan, man. Yeah, y'all got to put that everywhere, man. Yesterday, you also sent me some stuff. I know you're at, if you want to speak on it a little bit, you're giving away some gifts to different age groups. I love the fact that you have the different tables for the different age groups.
Exactly.
I think that helps a lot because I hate when we do like giveaway to kids. And then, like, this young-ass kid got, like, this toy that's not even for his age group. Yeah. But you had all the age group toys on the right table. You had food. And you know me, I love me some food.
Oh, yeah. That's basically one of, that was my brother's initiative. So that's one thing he started 13 years ago. So what we do, because for people who don't know, I'm from the hood. I'm from Ama Bay.
I want to tell people, I only learned about Ama Bay when I started messing with Big Will.
For sure.
I Montreal is such a deep city. There's a hood everywhere, even in the West Definitely. Island. There's a hood Definitely. Everywhere. Goddamn.
Definitely. So that's where we're from. So my brother started that. And what we do is every year right before Christmas, because not everybody family could afford gifts. So what we do is... we all pull in together within the community. Actually, shout out to Maddie. Maddie came and delivered some amazing stuff, cereal, some food and everything. Because a lot of people shout out their neighborhood.
Yeah.
But my brother has always said, like, what have you given back to your neighborhood? Like, just a shout out and everything. Have you even given him, like, a water bottle? People can't eat shout outs.
This guy's true. That's true.
So that's basically so we make sure we give back to the community and whatnot. And yesterday we fed 276 families.
Look at that.
Amazing.
We gave food. Because the thing is, like, the worst thing to have is when all the other kids have toys.
And you don't have to.
Your kid doesn't have a toy. So we're making sure, hey, come out before Christmas. We ain't wrapping it for you, so you come out.
That's so the punchline. He's like, we ain't wrapping it for you.
Yeah, and the thing also to make it COVID safe, so the families come out. We have a gang of volunteers, you know, like I'm a professional uncle. So all the nieces and nephews come out, and as your kid come, his age, so he points out which toy he wants, and there's one person that goes.
Oh, look at that! He points out the toys like it's like that machine with the claw, I want that one.
Yeah, pretty much. So and then one of our volunteers picks it up, give it to the parent or whatever it is. Or sometimes the parents come themselves.
Yeah.
And pick. Okay, perfect. So then the parents wrap it up and they give it, so they don't need to know it came from us. You know, like. Let the parents be sent out, you know, like type of thing. So, and that's what we're doing, making sure to give that out to the neighborhood. And then we had Chef Simon. Shout out to Chef Simon. Mm-hmm. We had Marie-Fleur. They came out and they cooked ridiculous. Like, I'm talking about, like, we have food to feed over 400 people.
Yo, I saw beer food. Like, what's going on? And listen, man, and then the colder it gets more, I'm like, yo, my belly needs to get filled with stuff, man. It's
come on to the West, man. That's a lot.
Come
out to the West.
I mean, me and the West is like Romeo and Juliet. Like, it's kind of rough. But it's dope to say, too, like, you know, especially in the Black community, like, some of us, you know, we're so prideful, we don't even want to get the help. We're so prideful, we don't want to go to these kind of organizations. And the person that suffers is the kid.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
So, that's the thing. We do, like, the footage before people get it. So it's like some people say, hey, you know, like, they film themselves, selfie. Yeah, I'm giving it to this, but no. Come through, it could be anonymous. Come through, we got you.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, like, it's stuck with me, you know, type of thing, so... We're making sure everybody has an amazing Christmas.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, listen, man, you made at least 276 people happy last night. That's a great look.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's a great look.
It was amazing. Like, that's why actually I apologize for being late this morning. Nah, I was exhausted.
Listen, me and Lorena could chop it up. She got the new hair. Someone told me today, it's like only Lorena can rock that hairdo. She looks great. Lorena, is that true? Only a particular kind of face? Like if you're not cute, you can't rock that low cut with a little gold tip. Especially when you throw the gold tip in the front, that's when you're a fly chick, right?
Okay.
This was a last minute.
She's awesome now. If you don't know Big Will, Lorena's a media darling now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. The Crown Project has gone national. Good. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? This is the nonprofits of nonprofits.
That's what's up.
We about to hold our own Crown Project gala next year.
Yeah,
Great Gatsby
fire.
Style.
Like
yeah,
like
she
that.
On fire, man.
No, Lorena, you gotta understand. Like, there's little girls. There's a whole bunch, like even big women that listen.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, you know what she's doing inspires us and everything. So whatever you're doing, we salute you.
Yeah.
All the women out there doing amazing thing, we salute
Definitely.
You as well. Definitely come up and do your thing. And if there's any way that we can merge Big Will Comedy with anything that you're doing, please do not hesitate. Reach out. A lot of people say, oh, I didn't think you'd do stuff like that. You never asked me.
Yeah, you never asked
but
me.
But you do a lot of uplifting in the community, especially with your comedy as well. I even see that too with like merch by Carly Rock and stuff like that. So shout out to you for always.
Yeah, we have vendors tables and making sure that people come and push your stuff. Like, I can't sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
Come out with a vendor's table. Come out and sell your product. Because a lot of people want to buy black owned but don't know where to find it.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem too in the city. Like, a lot of people do want to spend the money within the community. There's nowhere to go. But you know, if you need that gear, if you need that electronics, you want to get yourself a proper winter coat, come on down to DG Kicks, man. 6714 Fielding. Big Will, before I let you go, I've been seeing a shift with the promoter. I see you guys are communicating more. I see we're getting more on the same page. Because one of the biggest knocks the promoters has that y'all will have a night and like 18 guys are throwing a party and there's no communication. But now I'm seeing that since you've been in the game and becoming, you know, like, and then you linked up with Ricky. So like y'all like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry coming together on the Golden State Warriors. I'm seeing more of a communication between promoters.
We're trying. You see, like 9 years ago, I tried to do like, we launched a promoters ball. So instead of having multiple events,
yeah, no, kill me. All of it. Yo, we forgot to plug in the sound to the YouTube.
Oh shoot. Okay, so
the show is really people, early in the morning, man. We get up at 5:30 to do this tour.
No problem, but the radio people are still listening, so that's good. So just to give you a heads, like basically an insight of what's going on with all the promoters, we're trying to create a promoters union.
Okay.
And even at that, like you see, like we were shouting at Maddie before and everything. A lot of the promoters out there all use Maddie, but don't give Maddie his credits.
Yeah,
that's
you understand
true.
When it comes to like the setup and all that. Like for instance, I had a comedy show at Tropical over the summer, and I was missing equipment, and I called Maddie. I said, "Yo, I need you." Maddie's like, "Yo, I'm all the west." I said, "I completely understand." Right now, I'm not asking you for a service. I'm asking you for a solution. I need you here. And Maddie came through. Because basically, like a lot of people, and if, how could I put it? People in the background is what helps us.
Yeah.
It's who help us to kind of deliver the service that.
Yeah, provide, people, you know, provide the
for
show.
Sure.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Well, no, even when it comes, actually, the Sip and Paint, we really haven't had a chance to talk about that.
Oh, you killed that.
Yeah,
oh, you and Ricky. Shout out to you and Ricky. Not nice.
Yeah, for sure. And, that, after, and we and then there was the Maddie after party.
Ooh, kind of a lot. That was crazy. But Sip and Paint was the energy in the room. Man, we have a lot of beautiful black ladies in the city, man. Shout out to all the black queens that came out there that night.
I fell in love five times.
Huh?
I fell in love five times.
Listen, I didn't even want to go in the hall. I saw 3 divorces, 2 PTSDs. I mean, all kind of delayed trauma, Lorena, in that room. Shout out to Charmaine. She was a great host,
yes,
my friend of the
amazing,
show.
Amazing. So like what we're doing, like even right now we have a few sponsors that are hitting us up. And we're letting people like go out and check them out. Homegirl Susie Q from The Vault.
Yeah.
To make sure like everybody get the dressed apart.
Yeah, she's great with the merch. Great job.
She's amazing with that. We have Kaya Pesh So basically what they do, it's black, all those are black owned. So they offer you the excursion service. If you want to go ice fishing, if you want to do a lot of things, especially now that we're locked down, you're looking for outdoor activities, make sure you hit Kaya Pesh.
Okay, listen, you got to give us that link because I want to go ice fishing.
Yeah,
Gweezy ice fishing is everything.
I got you.
So Big Will, you want to stick around? We're going to do some news. We're going to pay some bills a little bit.
I'm not going nowhere.
Montreal My City, we got a whole bunch of giveaways. This hour, I'm going to give away some Scotch Bonnet Pepper from Lignum Honey, a taste experience. I'm also going to give away a two-hour branding services with gotthejob.ca. So that's coming up after the news. But you know, Maddie, let's pay some bills. And when we come back, we'll do some local and international news.
This is Luke and D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day. Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together.
COVID-19 is quickly circulating throughout the province of Quebec. It's essential that you get tested only if you have COVID-like symptoms. Symptoms such as fever, cough, and loss of taste or loss of smell. As you may already know, testing still remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. For more information, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, welcome back, Montreal. 7:43 in the morning. This is the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Larina XO, DJ Maddie, the ones and twos, Big Will, the ultimate promoter in the city. He's here to join us. We'll do some local and international news. A lot of things is going on, people. Let's jump right into it. This guy shot us in the back there. We finally got some sound. You can catch us live on YouTube, on Facebook, the Morning Detour, W Moon Chaser. Things is moving. So what's open and closed in Montreal during the Christmas, New Year's holiday? So Lorena, Canada, post offices are going to be closed December 25th and 26th each year. Delivery resumes on the 27th. So that, you know, just letting y'all know, if y'all trying to move stuff out, they ain't going to get it for a minute. We locked down for the next 3-4 days. You already know how the banks move already. Banks will be closed December 25th, 26th, and January 1st and 2nd. Most shopping malls and stores will be closed at 5 p.m. But they're saying they're going to extend it because of the whole, you know, they're trying to limit people within the malls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Société des Arts du Québec, the SAC, outlets will be closed at 5 p.m. December 24th. I reopen at 1 p.m. on December 26th. On December 31st, stores will be closed at 5 p.m. They'll reopen at 1 p.m. on January 2. Listen, the shelves be looking kind of wassy at the SAC. Let's get there early. You know, for some of y'all that, you know, your gas money's up, go across the border, mess with the LCBDO. But I heard they're looking kind of wassy too. So I don't know. We're just trying to drink away our pain at this point. Larina's like, listen, get me a bottle of wine. But listen, if all fails, y'all can mess with try a thing, got this thing popping. So Société Québécoise du Cannabis also will be closed at 5 p.m. So that's the SQDC. They'll be closed at 5 p.m. on December 24th. So, you know, get your trees early and reopen at 1 p.m. on December 26th. Outlets will be closed at 5 p.m. on December 31st and reopen at 9 a.m. on January 2nd. Express delivery. There's express delivery for this too?
Yep.
Express delivery will not be available on December 24th, 25th, or December 31st, or January 1st. Just let y'all know. We gotta revisit that next week on our year cap up show. This is an express delivery for the SQDC. I don't even know what's going on. Montreal Public Markets, I have no idea what that is, but it's in the news. Montreal Public Markets will be closed December 25th, 26th, and January 1st and 2nd. Most municipal offices, the places that we hate to go to pay our tickets, will be closed from December 24th. And see how they move different? The government moves different.
Oh, yeah.
And not even breakaway days. They will be closed, inclusively, from December 24th to January 4th. Montreal's 311 phone line will be in operation during that period. I have no idea what the 311 does, but I guess those that need to know.
Isn't that for information?
You okay, DJ Maddie? DJ Maddie working on some sounds over there. Okay. So COVID updates, December 23rd. As of December 23rd, Quebec cut surgeries to free up beds ahead of expected hospitalization surge. So let me run through some of the updates that's going on due to COVID. The STM ordered bus drivers to wear masks again, banned singing wind instruments in metro stations.
So the performers.
We're good on the performers. Until the Marion gets kind of straight up, we're good on the performers. So Omicron cases are much lower risk of hospital admission, according to the UK. Quebec cut surges to free up beds ahead of expected hospitalization surge in Montreal. The province tightens visitor rules at long-term care homes and private seniors residences. Let's take care of our seniors, man. Let's not, you know, I don't want to lose our baby boomers like this. You know, so much storage to get for them, Lorena. So with capacity limits cut in half, Quebec allowed stores to stay open later after Christmas. That's a good look. Current situation versus 1 year ago, hospitalization, vaccination versus unvaccinated. Quebec cases soared to 9,397 as of yesterday, with 28 more people in hospitals. Thank you very much, DJ Maddie. Montreal cases grown exponentially. Oh, I got that word out. Exponentially, especially among people 18 to 44. 18 to 44. We're at risk here. We're at risk here, guys. But yo, Dubé says, our health minister Dubé, he says, Quebec won't give up the fight, won't give up the battle against this damn virus. And yes, he, I quote it. This is an actual quote. He said, damn virus. Listen, man, we got to get Christian Dubé on the show, man. We got... Do you think it sounds to me our health minister will come on the, you know, a little, you know, it's only the premier morning show in the country, you know. So let's go here. I got this a couple days ago. I want to see how Lorena and Big Will feel about it. So Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante tests positive for COVID-19. Unfortunately, I tested positive for COVID-19. Plante posted in French on Twitter. She's very active on Twitter for a mayor, but you know, I guess everybody's trying to stay trendy. She goes, I will continue my activities virtually during my isolation. And yes, I've put on my little French Franglais accent on that. The Omicron variant is very contagious. Let us remain cautious and respect the public health rules. We will get through this wave together. We have no choice but to get through this wave.
Well, yeah.
We have no choice. We have no choice. So in a statement issued by her office, Plante said she was double vaccinated against COVID-19. I don't know why she had to reinstate that. Obviously, you're double vaccinated. And fortunately, I feel few symptoms related to the virus.
What is with this accent?
Her staff, she said, has communicated with the people she was in contact with in previous days. Plante's statement also thanked healthcare workers for their excellent work. I'll start with you, Big Will. How you feel about that? Well, you know, listen, you know, we're finding this invincible monster.
No, for sure. Like I'm not saying that COVID does not exist. It does. It's wild out there. But the thing is, people who do have it, do us a favor and stay home. That's one thing we're saying. Like, Valerie Plante having her thing and everything. Like, hey, I get it. It goes to everybody and whatnot. So there's a whole lot of other things. Like, I'm not a Valerie Plante supporter at all, because there's a lot of different things, I guess.
She
smiles a lot.
What's wrong with smiling?
No, guys? Listen. Yo, listen, you know how I feel about people that are skinning too much teeth. You know what I mean? But
to me, I'm still upset for her not saying anything about all those black kids that were dying and police shooting.
Yeah.
Deal with that, then I'll listen to everything else that you have to say.
Well, she tried to push the body cam, and then when she got pushed back by the SBVM, yeah, she was quick to let it down. There's obviously an issue in the city. Obviously, there's a larger issue in this country in the way the police perceives visible minorities, i.e. blacks and aboriginals.
Because
the report came out a year and a half ago, and we didn't see no major changes after that. All they did was give them another 600+ million.
And that's it.
That's all. You know what I mean?
Close.
And there's a little bit more than that. You know, according to my research, shout out to Sabi Straw, I think we had 675 million that we gave the police. To do what? What I'll hit you with what I told Lorena last week. What I would like to see, let them send a regular citizens like yourself or somebody, a representative from Carr. Let's go to the police academy. I want someone that's in the community to tell me, what are they teaching me? Because it's not like the movie, The Police Academy.
Nah, you see, like, to me, I would even take it a bit further because I'm crazy like that. Let's send all them bow ties, Nation of Islam, to train the police. How about that?
You wallet. You wallet.
How about
you wallet? There he knows the controversial morning show.
How about that?
Where, you know what, Libyan, you know, Libyan does the bookings for the show. We need to bring some of the Nation of Islam on the show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think that would be dope.
Because they secure the states. Yeah. They secure big events.
There's a conversation with the Nation of Islam that I want to have. First of all, I love their solidarity amongst their group in terms of black community. I don't share all of their views, you know, because they do have some radical crazy views towards white people. I have white friends that I like.
Of course.
I don't think all white people are racist. I think we have other black people that are racist as well.
Big
but that's conscious from their day. It's a holiday show.
For sure.
But that's a good idea. We'd like to bring the Nation of Islam on.
But they secure everything that they get contracts for.
We love to secure the bag. Shout out to Try It Thing, man. Big Will Comedy in the building. Big Will Comedy. Okay, so let me go to this next thing here, Lorena. I don't know if this is a new TikTok trend or what's going on, because I'm not on the TikToker like that. But what's up with everybody driving off the expressway? What is going on with that? So two teens, you know, when we did the show last week, so two teens dead after a car flies off overpass in the Cary expressway. And I personally believe that the police pressed them. So two teenagers aged 16 and 18 have died after their car flew off an overpass under the Cary expressway. According to the Independent Bureau of Investigation, we need to get somebody from the BEI too. B.I. has been popping up in our news a lot. I want to know more about this Independent Bureau of Investigation that we have going on here in Quebec. So the car was flagged to stop at 2:20 a.m. Friday by Quebec Provincial Police, and it was heading southbound on the highway. The driver refused to stop and exited at the Sherbrooke Street entrance before U-turning to head back northbound. Officers chased the vehicle but lost sight of it, and says that when the car lost control and fell off the overpass. This is a gap there, Luina. This is a gap. I feel like they're pressing them, DJ Matty. DJ Matt is shaking his head. I felt they were pressing them.
I saw the car the day after on the pull truck.
Wow. Yeah, they were pressing them. They were pressing them.
I was not there, so I can't say what happened. But then again, is if only the cops are there to give their story or their version. I mean, like, what about the cameras? What about the, you understand? Like, that's one thing I want to hear, because we all know that the whole Camara version came out ridiculously crazy until they saw cameras, because they were only taking the police's version. Instead, so all of that to me is, how can I trust you when all that thing goes on? It's the same thing in a relationship. If you burn
the car was stolen, so there was hot on them. The car was stolen.
Okay. Yeah, but of course they're gonna release that type of information. Of anything to make that.
Don't tell me. Yeah. Don't give me the context. How did you fly off the expressway?
Did he get, like, was it one of those, like, bumper car situations?
They pressed him. I believe they pressed him, but... Like,
we don't know. We weren't out there.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing, because it's only one version of the story. So.
Well, I'll give you another version, Big Will. This happened in your neck of the woods. Two teenagers injured after vehicle drives off West Island overpass now. So, I guess we're trying to get all the overpass. I guess the next one's going to be the P-Nuff one over there. So... Speed may have been a factor in a spectacular accident in which a vehicle ended up at the bottom of an overpass in the city of Pointe-Claire, very beautiful area, in Montreal, West Island, that left two teenagers seriously injured. So emergency services were notified by 911 call at approximately 4 a.m. on Saturday morning that the vehicle had crashed on Cardinal Avenue near Sources Boulevard. I love Cardinal Avenue right there.
That's like
not far from Highway 20, Montreal to West Island. So the two men in the vehicle were injured. The SPVM said that both men suffered very serious injuries. The passenger is 16 years old and the driver was 18 years old. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, Lorena. Everybody driving over the overpass. This must be a new trend. I don't know.
Nah, but now you can only imagine what the parents are going through right before Christmas, right? So that's like, that's ridiculous. That's crazy.
So I'm going to run through this real quick. Good luck. Shout out to everybody, you know, locked down, you know, for whatever reason. You know, y'all listen to the show. We'll leave it at that.
Sure.
But y'all listening, Bordeaux, if you're, you know, laying on your back, I got you. Criminal pardon application fee to drop from $658 to $50 in New Year. So, you know, the government is, you know, staying true to their word. We know we're going to drop some of these prices, some of these administrative fees. We're going to drop this a little bit. Maddie, did you hear about this article right here? I know we talked about it at the top of the show a little bit. A 9-year-old teams up to help Montreal's homeless.
Oh, my gosh.
With temperatures dropping and a strain on services for the homeless, a 9-year-old girl is making it her mission to help people. And she teamed up with local philanthropist Lorena Gabriel from the Crown Project. They were all over the news. They gave food out to the homeless. For those that don't know, we have over 75,000 homeless people in Montreal. And imagine that in these below zero temperatures, just people living on the streets right now. And you and Kira Milan Brown, y'all went out there.
Kyra.
Listen, I want to call her Kira sometimes. No. Sorry, Kyra. I apologize, Kyra. You and Kyra Milan Brown, y'all went out there in the cold and gave out food. So God bless y'all soul, man, because...
doing God's work, shout out.
You have got to do God's work. My mom says it's very important. She made sure before I left, she had to tell me this. I'm like, it's already in my news. But it's very important we talk about this. Ex-officer Kim Porter found guilty of 2 counts of manslaughter for fatally shooting Dante Wright. For those that don't remember, Kim Porter, the former Minnesota police officer who drew a gun instead of a taser, years on the force, Maddie. I thought it was my gun. Pulled out her gun instead of her taser, killed our brother Dante Wright during a traffic stop, was found guilty Thursday of first and second degree manslaughter in the young man's death. So the maximum penalty for the first-degree manslaughter predicated on reckless use handling of a firearm is 15 years in prison. But because since Porter 49 has no criminal history, Minnesota sentencing guidelines recommend a sentence roughly between 6 and 8.5 years in prison. No, give it a full 15. Because I feel you should have known better because you're a police officer and you have years on the game. So I'm looking at your years of experience as the back end. I'm not looking at your non-criminal history. She killed somebody. The brother's gone. His family will never hug him again. He won't be at the Christmas dinner this year. He won't eat some of that good ham.
Yes, but then again, is the whole, let's say if they would have went for the first degree in court, would have, like, maybe she wouldn't have been found guilty.
Okay. So if they have gone too heavy-handed.
Yeah, so you understand? Because now you got to prove intent. You got to prove, like, you know, and all that. I still think she should get the electric chair. That's me. That's like, you know, the moment you're guilty, you say, hey, you want the needle or the chair? Figure it out. Google it, you know.
I feel like older constituents of the black community, they're very pro death penalty. Y'all came up in a different era.
But to me, I believe in life. I'm pro life. Mm-hmm. But if you're gonna murder people,
yeah,
because you see, like, this wasn't an accident. If you're gonna murder people just because you have the power and you believe that you are God and playing God, you should go. Like, don't take taxpayers' money to put you in jail like that. Especially if you're supposed to be the one protecting the community.
Yeah.
Understand? So that's basically how I see it. Like, other people and all that, that's something else. But you're supposed to be a cop. Like, if I make a mistake at work, I get fired.
Yeah.
You got a gun. If you make a mistake, somebody's not going home.
That's what I'm saying. Why isn't that the exit TED talk at the police academy? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know what that last seminar is. Let me do one more because I gotta talk about space. It's the morning detail. You know how we do things. Moon chase, the gods, the galaxy, all that. Humans will one day have sex in space. Montreal researcher said that.
What it do?
So, you know, shout out to my boy RG Music. Me and RG Music were part of that special group of NASA scientists and researchers and experts across the world. You stay there. I'm going to be one of the first dudes on Mars. You mark my word.
I don't know about first dude.
So walk with me. Walk with me a little bit. Right. I might have stopped smoking weed for like 3 years to get into the NASA program, but that's neither here or there. So the rapid development of space tourism and the planet. But see, I love how they do these articles, the researchers. Only rich people could go into space right now. This ain't no commercial thing, but that's neither here or there. So the rapid development of space tourism and the planning of long missions to the moon or Mars mean that humans will soon or later have sex in space. And it's important to start thinking about how this sexuality will be experienced, argues a Montreal researcher. This is what we're spending our research dollars on, Lorena. We got this variant eating up people's lives, ruining people's morale, and we're wasting good Montreal research money on figuring out how is the best way to have sex in space. So NASA asserts that no sexual relations have ever taken place on space. Are you sure about that, NASA? Are you sure about that? But it's only a matter of time before this happens, believes Concordia doctoral student Simon Dubé. You know what? Mark his name down. We're going to get Simon Dubé on, because Simon Dubé has explained to me why this is important. People are going to have sex regardless, whether in space, Mars, moon, wherever. Listen, they'll do it on Jupiter if they can. Yep. So Dubé goes on to say, as we continue to expand into space, as we go on longer and longer missions, either in orbit or to the moon or to Mars or elsewhere, eventually we obviously have to confront all the complex biopsychosocial. Hold on, Dubé. Dubé. Everybody named Dubé got me kind of funny this morning.
They cousins.
I don't think people are looking at it that deep when they're having sex in space. biopsychosocial issues related to sexuality and then human intimacy. People aren't looking for love. We're not doing Ready to Love in space. We're not looking for love in space. But so far, studies conducted on the subject show that sexual and romantic relationships will eventually develop between space explorers. Dubé and his colleagues write in the Journal of Sex Research that they argue that banning such relationships or imposing sexual abstinence on astronauts is not a viable option.
So are they sending couples up there? I don't understand what.
Listen, I guess it's been this standing order with NASA, I guess, with astronauts to not have sex in space. And I guess, you know, some researchers are saying that we should do it. So I don't know. It's crazy. Let me know what you take on it, man. You're open to sex in orbit? That's sexy, you know? You're in a spaceship. You're orbiting the moon.
I don't understand.